Recorded Books presents A Knock at the Door, the story of my secret work with Israeli MIAs and POWs, by Ori Slonim. Narrated by Donald Koren. To Tommy, my wife, the most faithful companion of all. To my children, my granddaughters and grandsons, who are so dear, so important to me. To my beloved extended family. To the friends I've acquired at all the different stages of my life. To all the families of the IDF soldiers who are captives or missing in action, those I've accompanied and those whose lives I didn't get a chance to be a part of, with lots of love and one single wish, that all your woes are gone forever. And to the special children of Variety Israel and all those who help us in this great undertaking. Ori Slonim, January 2021. Foreword. I have had the privilege of counting the author of this book as a friend for 30 years, ever since he became involved in the delicate area of Israel's intensive efforts to determine the status of prisoners of war, POWs, and those missing in action, MIAs. This work has been revelatory for me because it not only allots a major part of the book to these very subjects, but it also provides an essential complementary description of his origins and his multiple roles in the wide legal system in which he excelled as a highly successful trial lawyer. He was a central figure among defense teams representing senior military officers and senior public servants who were arraigned before national commissions of inquiry. His unique and deep personal empathy for his clients was one of the elements that made him an immediate choice to become special advisor to the Minister of Defense on MIAs and POWs. He held this position for close to 30 years, spanning the terms of several other leading figures who held this office. His personal family background served as a powerful factor in shaping Ori's character and approach to life. His forefathers immigrated to the Holy Land about 200 years ago under the instructions of the founders of the Chabad Hasidic sect, and they were directed to settle in Hebron, the city of biblical fathers. Subsequent generations played major roles in the commercial and banking systems there until the year 1929, when a bloody Arab riot launched against the entire Jewish community left more than 20 dead, including several of Ori's antecedents. Events like these cannot fail to form a person's approach to life. Neither can a terrorist attack in a Tel Aviv cinema in which Ori was injured, and his wife even more seriously. This must have added to his motivation to devote several decades of his life to an extremely delicate area, and for a symbolic annual salary of one solitary shekel. Ori immediately harnessed his unique experience and capabilities to this area. As a renowned trial lawyer, he had much experience convincing clients and witnesses to share information they had originally refused to share with anyone. Secondly, he had his own knack for building mutual empathy in interrogation. He was capable of spotting lies instantly and getting the liar to confess his sin. When we first met, I was initially guarded in my approach to him. Israeli intelligence officers were prone to discourage people outside the fold from entering into Mossad's nitty-gritty. We'd had bad experiences with senior outsiders who entered the scene armed with impressive titles of advisor to the minister. Ori was an outstanding exception, and he rapidly recruited me and others and naturally slid into the role of a team member when necessary. He also became a key figure in maintaining the naturally tense relations with families, whose absent dear ones, POWs and MIAs, were the subject of their extreme concern. They had much trust in him and felt he would state their case brilliantly and faithfully when discussions were held at the highest levels. One of the most difficult cases that Israel had to contend with for over 30 years is that of missing Air Force navigator Ron Arad, who is known to have parachuted safely from his fighter aircraft in Lebanese airspace. This case challenged the entire intelligence community and successive prime ministers and ministers of defense. Over these many years...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?